PUSLINCH, due to concern over the township's efficiency at cleaning up during and after storms, council has decided to hire a new, full-time equipment operator. This new township staff member would help the cleanup after a storm go faster and more efficiently. The addition of an additional equipment operator basically would free up an equipment operator to have both graders out on the gravel roads, one to the east, one to the west, said Mike Fowler, Director of Public Works, Parks and Facilities. And that will pretty much guarantee a faster response time for ice blading gravel roads while still keeping salt units on our asphalt system, Fowler said. Mary Hassan, Director of Finance, Treasurer, noted the impact on township taxes would be the current proposed increase of 3.89% plus an additional 0.5%, for a proposed increase of 4.39% as it now stands. The move also involves letting go a part-time, seasonal equipment operator. We can't get seasonal people to help out with the maintenance that we need, said Cown. John Sepulis. Sepulis initiated the discussion and decision as a way of better serving the needs of residents. So what I'm doing is asking that we put some money back in the operating budget to pay for a full-time equipment operator, so that staff can react in a timely fashion to jump on the ice storms, Sepulis said. The bad storms that the township must respond to are happening now. This climate change is really mucking us up, Sepulis said. We've got a possibility of freezing rain again tonight and tomorrow night. And then guess what happens in the springtime? You've got the freeze-thaw cycle. So it really causes a lot of hardship for people who are on gravel roads, Sepulis said. The discussion turned to the quality of the township services, particularly its ability to clear roads after storms. About 5 to 6 years ago, council adopted the policy of the minimum maintenance standards of Ontario, within the township of Pislinch, Fowler said. This is a manual that has certain guidelines, policies and response times that are consistent throughout Ontario, if adopted, Fowler said. Yesterday's storm, I can say that even though there were several complaints and concerns due to service levels, we were well within the minimum maintenance standard service levels, Fowler said. Cown. Russell Hurst inquired on the impact of shifting from a part-time to full-time operator. Transitioning a role for a part-time role to a full-time role would alleviate the issue of not attracting any staff to run the equipment, is that correct in my understanding, Hurst said. Absolutely, said Sal Glenn Schwendinger. Cown. Jessica Goida expressed her disapproval of not currently having township equipment in use. But if we don't have the operators to be operating that equipment, then it's not serving its intended purpose for the community. So if it's just sitting in the yard, not on the road, then that's a problem, Goida said. Nonetheless, Mayor James Seeley affirmed that the township is doing a good job. I'm very proud that council is identifying this concern. People are the hardest component of the budget to approve. And we do have higher expectations from our community. We are meeting our minimum and exceeding our minimum maintenance standards, Seeley said. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.